So, you're looking at overgrown land in central Texas and wondering what it'll actually cost to clear it. Today, we're talking forestry mulching pricing, the real per-acre numbers, no fluff. And I've got someone here who knows this inside and out. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, pricing can feel like a mystery if you've never done this before. But honestly, once you understand the factors, it makes a lot of sense.
Let's start with the baseline. What should Central Texas property owners actually budget for forestry mulching per acre?
Great question. In Texas, you're typically looking at $1,500 to $6,000 per acre. Now, that's a wide range, I know, but the biggest driver is vegetation density. Light brush, like grass and saplings under 3 inches, runs around $1,500 to $2,500 per acre.
Okay, so lighter stuff is more affordable. What about when it gets thicker?
Right. Medium vegetation. Mixed brush, trees 3 to 6 inches in diameter, you're in the $2,500 to $4,000 range. And if you've got heavy brush, dense vegetation, trees 6 to 10 inches, that can push $4,000 to $6,000 per acre.
That makes sense. So vegetation type really dictates the price. What else affects the cost?
Terrain is huge. Flat, accessible land clears fastest. Steep slopes or rocky ground slows equipment down, which increases time and cost. Accessibility matters too. If the property is remote or has tight access, you might see mobilization fees or need smaller equipment, which can add time.
I see. Go on.
And project size makes a difference. Larger projects often benefit from economies of scale. For larger projects, such as 10 to 20 acres, per-acre rates can often decrease due to those efficiencies, sometimes falling into the lower range or even below that, depending on the specific conditions.
That's helpful for folks planning bigger jobs. Now, I know a lot of people compare forestry mulching to traditional clearing. How do costs stack up?
Forestry mulching is generally 20 to 40% more affordable than traditional methods. Traditional clearing involves cutting, stacking, hauling debris. Multiple steps, multiple costs. You've got hauling fees, disposal fees, sometimes burn permits. Forestry mulching is a single machine process. The vegetation gets shredded into mulch that stays on the ground, so there's no hauling or disposal.
So you're saving money and avoiding the logistics of debris removal. I mean, that's a pretty big deal, right?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. That cost savings is real. You're eliminating entire steps from the process, which means lower overall expense for property owners.
That point about the mulch staying on site sets up our next piece, the long-term benefits. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're a Central Texas property owner ready to reclaim your land, CHU Land Clearing is here to help. One call and they show up, do the work, and leave it right. Whether you need land clearing, driveway repair, or vegetation management, CHU serves realtors, builders, and landowners across the region. Fast, insured, and accountable. Learn more at www.callchu.com.
All right, picking up on that mulch staying on site. What are the actual benefits once the job is done?
The mulch layer, usually 2 to 6 inches deep, does a lot of heavy lifting. First, it controls erosion immediately. You've got bare soil protected from rainwash, which is critical in the hill country. Second, it enriches the soil as it decomposes over 1 to 3 years, adding organic matter and nutrients.
So it's basically free erosion control and soil improvement.
Exactly. And it suppresses new growth, weeds, brush regrowth, for 1 to 2 years because the thick mulch layer blocks sunlight. For ranchers reclaiming pastures, that's huge. I actually worked on a property last year where the owner was shocked. Grass came back within one growing season after we cleared cedar and mesquite.
That's a real turnaround. You mentioned cedar and mesquite. Those are pretty common invasive species in Texas, right?
Yeah, cedar, technically juniper, and mesquite can take over pastures. Forestry mulching is particularly effective for those because the mulch helps prevent their regrowth. It's one of the best applications for this method. You could say those two are like the uninvited guests at every Texas ranch party.
Huh, I like that. How quickly can a professional operator actually clear land? I mean, are we talking days? Weeks?
A skilled operator with proper equipment can typically clear 1 to 3 acres per day, depending on vegetation density. Light brush might go faster, 3 to 5 acres daily. Heavy vegetation with larger trees might slow to 0.5 to 1 acre per day. A typical residential lot, say 1/4 to 0.5 acre, can often be done in a few hours.
Wow, that's fast. So for someone budgeting, what else should they know before hiring a contractor?
Verify adequate insurance, liability, and workers' compensation coverage. You don't want to be liable for injuries or property damage. Check equipment quality and ask to see before and after photos of similar projects. Get detailed written quotes that specify acreage, stump treatment, tree preservation, cleanup, and timeline. Avoid verbal-only agreements.
Good advice. And what about the mulch itself after the job's done? Can you use the land right away?
Typically, yes. The land can be used immediately for most purposes. The mulch creates a stable, walkable surface. For construction, grading can start the same day. For planting, you can rake the mulch aside or incorporate it into the soil. For pasture, you can broadcast grass seed right over it.
So there's really no downtime. That's a big deal for builders or anyone on a timeline. Have you ever wondered how something so efficient became the go-to method?
It's the combination of speed, cost savings, and environmental benefits. You're not burning debris, not hauling truckloads to landfills. It's the greenest clearing method available. Plus, property owners see the value in that mulch layer. It's working for them long after the equipment leaves.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And that environmental angle matters more now. People want land cleared responsibly, and forestry mulching delivers on that.
Right. It sounds like forestry mulching gives you the best return on your investment, both financially and for the land itself.
Definitely. And for anyone out there listening, if you're planning a project, get a site visit and a detailed quote. Don't go off rough estimates alone. Vegetation density, terrain, accessibility, those all matter, and a pro can assess them properly.
Perfect. So to everyone listening, budget smart, hire insured pros, and understand what you're paying for. Thanks for breaking down the real costs and benefits with us today.
My pleasure. Happy to help Central Texas landowners make informed decisions.